Hey, this is Chris Johnson. I took a personality test the other day. Not because I really give a shit about the fucking test or thought like, you know what, man? You really need to know more about you. I think I got a pretty good handle on me. But I was reading some fucking article about like how these corporations and all these fucking employers are paying a lot of attention to this one very specific kind of personality test. I thought it was fucking insane. The last thing I want any employer to do is take a fucking personality test on my fucking ass and then start using it to like determine how I'm going to be around the fucking office or, you know, or on my other employees because I don't have to go to an office because I have a fucking job that's in the fucking 21st fucking century. They're not stuck in fucking 1950. They can understand that I can get the same amount of fucking work done, probably more so at home, and save fucking time and money. So then, like, I thought, like, what is this fucking test? Like, what is this test that everybody's taking? It's like the Myers-Briggs or some such shit. I actually heard of it before. It's like this 16 personality shit. I don't really give a fuck about it, so, like, I don't know too much about it, but I know of it. I'm aware of it. It's every fucking personality test you've ever fucking taken where they're like, hey, you know, you're at a party. Do you want to talk to somebody else? And then there's like seven choices, like one's neutral. And then it goes from like agree, strongly agree, definitely agree, or whatever the fuck, you know, slightly, strongly, who knows. But there's like three levels of agree and three levels of disagree and one fucking neutral. And that party question, do I want to fucking talk to anybody at the fucking party? Fuck no, I don't. So like I answer that shit honestly because I got nothing on the line. What do I give a fuck? Oh, before I go any further too, like if I ever had to take like a real personality test, like at a fucking job, I just fuck and lie. Like, you know when you're taking the test what they're going for and what the answers are supposed to say about you. So like, I'm not gonna fucking answer in such a way that makes me look like an antisocial misanthrope, even though that's the fucking truth. I don't want to be painted in that fucking box. Listen, my bosses and my coworkers, they're gonna fucking judge me on the show that I fucking put on for them, okay? Same as everybody else. I don't want them to actually know me. Are you out of your fucking mind? I don't want anybody to fucking know me. Except for you. You listen to enough podcasts, you know a lot about me. You know way more about me from listening to a bunch of fucking podcasts than you would if I, you know, worked for you. But, you know, some people that I've worked for listen to this shit. So they may have an inside track. But it's not because I'm working for you. It's because you're fucking awesome enough to listen to my bullshit online. Or on your phone or wherever the fuck. Whatever you want to do with it. But anyway. So I take this goddamn personality test. But I answered it honestly. Because like I said, I got nothing on the line. There's a whole bunch of shit that came back. Apparently I'm a defender. I don't know what the fuck that means. I don't really care. But like, what I was really interested in is there was like a whole bunch of shit. I don't know. Like fucking, like a sliding scale. Yeah, like introvert, extrovert, like which percentage, you know, do you fall on? But there was other shit too, but I didn't understand what the other shit meant. It was like turbulent feeling. Like, what? I don't know what that is. I just want to focus on the introvert, extrovert shit because I understand that. That actually makes fucking sense to me. I fucking came back 2% extrovert. 2! And 98% introvert. And you know what? I think that's pretty fucking accurate. Like when I read the results, I was like, son of a bitch, maybe this is legit. Maybe this fucking test is actually fucking real because god fucking damn, I completely agree with that. I think people too, in general, misunderstand what introverts are, to be perfectly honest with you. And another thing, I misunderstood what a fucking introvert was. For a large portion of my fucking life, I finally just started accepting the fact, you know, the last few years or wherever the fuck, that like, motherfucker, you're an introverted personality. That's why I don't want to talk to anybody. That's why I don't like meeting people. That's why I don't date. That's why, like, if I'm in a fucking public place, like at a fucking party or a wedding or some shit, I'm only good there for a certain amount of time. My fucking energy is gonna fucking drain, and then I gotta get the fuck out of there. I just, like, sit at home and recharge my fucking batteries. Those are all introverted traits. I think a lot of people, like when they find out that this is how like I actually am, they're puzzled by it. Like they think that I'm an extrovert, but just a fucking dick. Like I may be a fucking dick, but that doesn't mean I have an extroverted personality. Why? Because I'm loud? Because I can fucking talk? Like, yeah, I'm good at that shit. That doesn't mean I want to fucking do it. Like if people meet me at work and I fucking talk up a storm and shit, and I will talk at work, but like I don't have to hang out with these people. You know what I mean? It's a different fucking environment. Like if I, the people I worked with, and in large part, I like the people that I work with. But like, if I didn't know them at work, like if they weren't my coworkers and they were all fucking strangers and I met them all at like some fucking social gathering, I would not want to fucking talk to any of them. The only reason we know each other is because we work together. If I meet somebody, it's almost always because I have to meet them. Like, I never fucking choose to meet fucking anybody. Like, friends of mine are either, like, family members or people that I've just met through fucking jobs or by fucking chance. I don't go out of my way to go to any fucking situation. I didn't in college either. I remember, like, freshman year of college, Like, the people that I was around that I liked, and I was around them because I just fucking lived near them. There's just fucking chance. They were all going to some fucking frat party one night, and I was like, all right, fine. So I fucking go there. I swear to God, I spent like 20 minutes there. I'm like, this fucking sucks. Some fucking drunk from my English class started talking my fucking ear off. I'm like, why am I talking to this asshole in my fucking English class? I don't want to see you in English. What the fuck do I want to see in this fucking basement? And like, the people that I went with, I was like, man, I feel like shit. So like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. So like, just go outside and get some air. I was like, okay, great. And I went outside and I just fucking walked home. Fuck them. You know, I just left. I couldn't fucking be there anymore. I've even told people before. They're like, man, I don't want to be around anybody. They're like, nah, you're not really like that. Like, you're really outgoing. Like, listen, I have the ability to make you think that I'm outgoing and I can talk to fucking anybody at any time. I don't want to. I would rather not. So anyway, that's me. There's Chris Johnson. When I finally started accepting that I was just a fucking introvert, because people think they're like shy fucking nerds who don't fucking do anything, I just, you know, fucking shit opened up for me. I was like, you know what? That's you, goddammit. Accept it. And I did. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck you want. Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Instagram for my hot face and maybe 5 minutes. And I'm going to put this podcast right in my timeline for you on Facebook.